The Warriors in L.A. for an MLK Day matchup with the Lakers at Staples Center, and Klay Thompson with a tremendous night shooting from distance. He went 10 for 11 from beyond the arc, finishing with a game-high 44 points on the evening. Kevin Durant, 20 points with 6 boards. Stephen Curry dishing out 12 assists to go with 11 points. And DeMarcus Cousins with 8 points and 9 rebounds as the Warriors get a variety of solid contributions and a 130-111 win over the Lakers.
So what do you think helped get Klay going?
I have no idea. Klay does that 5 or 6 times a season. You know, you guys have seen it. He just got red hot, white hot.
The efficiency of Klay, though, was pretty impressive. 17 of 20. We haven't seen that often.
I don't think the league has seen that very often. Has anybody ever gone 17 for 20 and 10 for 11 from three? Not in that combination. It was one of those nights, and he's just been in a good groove lately, and he got it going. His teammates were looking for him. We had 41 assists tonight, so the ball was moving, and Klay just was spectacular. It didn't surprise me that he struggled a little bit in his second game. You know, first game you're running on adrenaline. Second game, maybe a little sore, a little tired. But I was pleased with his effort. I was pleased with him playing 21 minutes, I believe it was. And he's going to be an enormous help to this team. I mean, we're so lucky to have him. And as he gets his rhythm and his groove, he's going to be fantastic.
There was a moment in the fourth where the cameras caught you and Jordan Bell kind of getting into an argument. What was that?
It was total misinterpretation of something I said, and we cleared it up.
Are you pleased that the team is back on its winning ways and gotten past whatever was happening earlier in the year?
We're in a good groove right now, a good place. You know, I think 8 in a row, and everybody's playing well. We're healthy, so we'll try to keep this going as long as we can.
Draymond's going to come over and put on the headset, and he will try to explain to us the magic, the unbelievable magic that is Klay Thompson.
Hell of a game.
Man.
He got it going.
He was 10 for 10 from three. That was an NBA record.
He was 10 for 10 at one point?
Yeah. That last one he just missed was his only miss of the game.
Really?
Yeah. He was 10 for 10 before that.
That's impressive.
Jesus Christ. Overall, Draymond, he was 17 of 20 from the field. 44 points in 27 minutes. 17 of 20, 85%.
I'm not sure how you guys want me to explain this.
I don't know. We're looking for answers. Help us out here.
No explanation. Just like your emotions about it.
Yeah,
that was, it was amazing to watch. Obviously, it's fun to play with. When a guy gets it going like that, you know, we all try to find him. And, you know, he was moving without the basketball getting open. And, you know, guys really set some screens and was able to get him the ball.
You were having fun tonight. You were engaged tonight. You enjoyed this.
That was really fun. You know, get a chance to play here in Staples against the Lakers is always fun. I obviously wish LeBron was out there, but, you know, you got to be who they put on the floor. And, you know, they got us good on Christmas Day, so we need to come back and get a win tonight.
And, Jim, we have to congratulate Draymond because I heard it through the grapevine that and head coach Steve Kerr that you are now off the market. You're an engaged man.
I was off the market a long time ago.
Well, congratulations. That's great.
I thought he was referring to the trade market.
No. He's off the trade market as well. We're not.
I hope so. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I've heard a lot about it. I'm going to get traded, so we'll see.
I haven't heard a thing.
Was it what you wanted to? Did you do it the right way? Did you have the whole thing planned out?
We had a great weekend. 6 days in L.A. has been fantastic, so great weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Three more games on this road trip as the Warriors next head to D.C. to face the Wizards on Thursday night. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.